Hello, I'm Leon Thompson and I'm joined by Jim Martin today to talk about Audit Scotland's latest report, Public Sector Pension Schemes in Scotland. So Jim, why has Audit Scotland published this report?
The level of interest surrounding pension schemes and the need to make financial provision for later years of life has never been higher. We hope this paper will be a useful contribution to the current debate. It looks at the main public sector pension schemes in Scotland, how they are funded and what challenges lie ahead in their management. It will be of interest to those who are responsible for public sector pensions, to those who fund them, and to pension scheme members. It does not cover a state pension scheme, however, private pensions, or wider matters concerning retirement income.
I see. So what has the report found?
Well, we have found that the combined funding shortfall and unfunded liabilities of the six main pension schemes in Scotland may be as high as £53 billion. We also found that the discount rate used to value liabilities was not consistent across all the schemes, posing an issue for reporting on government accounts. Greater life expectancy is increasing the value of pension liabilities, but changes to accounting rules have also affected the value of liabilities and increased these. To keep employers' contribution rates affordable, funded public sector pension schemes invest mainly in stock market equities, and this makes them more vulnerable to sharp drops in value compared with other forms of investment. And finally, the liabilities of unfunded public sector pension schemes in Scotland are increasing, and there will be increasing demands on future public spending to meet these costs.
And how do you hope this report will be used?
We hope that the report will inform the wider public debate. Looking to the longer term, there are issues over how the increasing payment commitments for new pensioners are managed in pay-as-you-go schemes and how well the funded schemes manage the funds to meet pension liabilities.
So is it good or bad news?
Well, Leon, it's good news that people are living longer, but that brings challenges and additional costs. The longer period of retirement from increased longevity means that pension liabilities have increased. If people are living longer, they need a larger pool of funds to support a longer period of retirement, or the planned period of retirement needs to be shorter. Pensions are clearly an important subject for us all, and this report contributes to the information on the position of the public pension schemes in Scotland. It is important that the position of the schemes and the issues are aired and understood. It's also important to remember that pension provision is a long-term issue and the management of pensions funds is carried out on a long-term basis and with a long-term view.
Jim Martin, thank you very much.